people with PEIA who live in border counties would pay less out of pocket for health care they seek in a neighboring out-of-state county if the governor's recommendations are adopted. In this situation, people with Plan A benefits currently pay 30%, while PEIA pays 70%. If the recommendations are adopted, it would move Plan A benefits back to an 80-20 model. Those with Plan B on a 60-40 model would go back to 70-30. PEIA members have told the task force soliciting feedback about the system that this was a priority. American Federation of Teachers West Virginia President Fred Albert says the border recommendations specifically are encouraging, and overall, the proposed changes are a step in the right direction.
That means less money out of the customer's pocket and less money out of their paycheck. These recommendations are not a long-term fix, but they're very helpful, and it's very promising.
The full task force will meet Monday to adopt its final report. For West Virginia Public Broadcasting, I'm Molly Bourne in Charleston.